Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS, hour two for Wednesday, September 8th. Very happy to welcome in our first guest, Terry Stanton, spokesman for the Michigan Department of Treasury. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Good to hear from you again. How are you?
Just fine. You know, I was watching a little bit of the Jerry Lewis Multiple Dystrophy Association telethon over the weekend. And when I see those things, I always think, you know, Terry Stanton, I got to give him a call.
So. Well, I'm glad you thought of me, Jack.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the Michigan State Retirement System.
Okay.
Tripling its hedge fund allocation. First of all, for those who may not be financially astute, what is a hedge fund?
Well, a hedge fund, and I'm far from an investment expert, so bear with me here. Okay, it's the categories that will be increased are basically called absolute return and real return opportunistic funds, and that includes hedge funds. But what you're looking at are diverse individual strategies, commodities, timber portfolios, including different asset classes. It's a very small portion, and the tripling of those investments, if you will, really still is relative to a reduction in our private equity holdings and in our allocation of, you know, we have assets obviously that
right,
we invest
right.
and about 21% of the assets which numbered $45 billion as of the end of June of this year, about 21% were in alternative investments and private equity type investments. So what the decision has been is to begin to reduce gradually those holdings over time. It's nothing that's going to happen overnight real quickly. It's going to happen over a number of months and, in fact, probably years. But the goal is to take that 21% down closer to 14%. And as a result, as you know, when you're going from 20 to 14, you're going to shrink it by 6%, which means you're going to grow some other areas by about that same percentage. So what is has been decided is that the real return and absolute return categories are going to see a little bit more of an increase there. But again, that's going to be real gradual, and it's going to be done over time.
All right. When something is tripled, I guess a lot depends on where it starts with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it starts at 2%, it can get tripled to 6% and still be less than half of the private equity allocation, which it's reduced to 14%.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's going to be the case. I mean, the private equity is still going to be probably the third largest asset class. Domestic equity is still the largest, followed by at present or as of the end of June 30th was the private equity areas. And then fixed income at better than 17% and some international equities at 12%. So even over time reduced down to 14%, you're still looking at what will be the third largest asset category for the $45 billion. So it's still going to be quite significant. The other asset categories will grow somewhat, but again, you're right, it's going to go from 2% to 4% to 6% eventually. So it's not a huge, overly significant change.
And as you say, this is going to be undertaken gradually. This isn't a matter of someone slamming on the brakes and pouring billions of dollars into a different area.
Oh, absolutely. The department invests the $45 plus billion in assets on behalf of state employees, public school employees, state police, and state judges. Our investments folks do that and invest it in a way that brings reasonable risk-adjusted rates of return. You don't want to do anything where investments are concerned too quickly or too slowly. And part of the reasoning for this, too, is that there's some increasing liquidity needs over the next several years as more and more people will retire. You may recall that in the late 90s, any new hires at the state level for the state government went into a 401k plan. Mm-hmm. So they were no longer in the pension, the defined benefit plan. So the number of folks in the defined benefit plan is going to gradually shrink, but as people retire who have that pension, then obviously the pension plan needs to begin paying out to those folks. So the systems need to have some increasing liquidity, and that's why the private equity is going to be shrunk over time from about 20 to about 14%.
When we talk about a $45 billion pension fund and all of the demands and drains upon it with people who are coming into retirement years and are going to need to be paid, how safe, how secure is this fund right now?
Oh, it's very secure. This is something that, the folks who are state employees or state employee beneficiaries, public school employees, it will be there for them. And that's why it's important that you have the risk-adjusted rates of return, that you're not risky, you have a diversified portfolio, and there are projections done so that you know based on potential retirement dates and the number of employees who may retire, you know what kind of financial monies you'll need to begin to pay those retirements. So the system's in very good shape. Now, obviously, a couple of years ago when the market right. took a pretty significant hit, everybody did, and it was down significantly. But in the last year or so, the market really has bounced back. And in fact, I think this past March was had solidified significantly. It's been pretty. It's just real small movements since then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
adjustments.
Small adjustments, which you would expect. And when you have $45 billion in investments, obviously there can be large swings from day to day. But you're investing long term, just as you might be with a 401k or whatever, and you're gauging that based on when you're going to retire. And as we do with the whole system, and we have an understanding of how many people are going to retire in what year and what kind of financial resources will be necessary. So,
Terry, the word that gets bandied about, and I think it's scary to a lot of people, is sustainability. And if people think that the money is not going to be there at some point, it's going to run out. That makes them think that, the sky is falling.
Right.
But as you say, from all indications, the money is going to be here for people paid into it and are going to be able to draw from it as they expect. And why are we hearing so many things about the demands upon the system and the fact that, let's say, public employees now are going to be left in the lurch?
Right. Well, and that's a good question. I guess perhaps that might be a question better asked of a financial expert or a financial planner, those types. But, I just personally speaking, I think there's always it's human nature to see the sky is falling. And for example, we've heard for how many years that Social Security was about done.
Right.
I think the last thing I heard was that it's funded through probably 2041, I think is the year I heard. And that's another 31 years. So, but yet a lot of folks will say, well, Social Security's in trouble. I guess you could see it both ways. And I think it's just sort of human nature to worry about the glass being only half full. But I'm not aware of any reason to believe that the state of Michigan pension funds aren't in terrific shape and won't meet any obligations that come forward.
That's got to be comforting to a lot of people who hope that money will be there, certainly. Terry Stanton, spokesman for the Michigan Department of Treasury and a good friend, a former broadcaster, and news anchor for WLNS TV Channel 6. Terry, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jack. Have a great evening.
All right. All right. Will be back. We're going to talk with Brad Sherrill, chief scientist for the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, that is FRIB, coming to the MSU campus. Coming up next after this check of weather and sports.